You cannot celebrate the concept of Hashgacha and Gula if your son is sitting at the table and you fail to give over to him the ideas of the Nesara. That means that you can't be celebrating the Hashgacha without doing that. It's an impossibility. That's why Vigarta Levincha is dispensable, but it's indispensable. If the Bain is there and you refrain from doing that, so then it's ridiculous. How could you be enjoying, celebrating the concept, the idea of Hashgacha, Lidori of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha to Klal Yisrael, and not give it over to your Bain? It's an impossibility. That means the individual has no concept of anything greater than himself. He has to have a concept of appreciation of Hashgacha, Lidori Doros. That's why that night is the night of the celebration of the Hashgacha. So if the Ben is there, he must be the God of Pavel. If it's not there, so it doesn't stop. So it's still a sequencing of flaws and Talmud Torah and the other components. But all the components revolve around, the Talmud Torah revolves around Geula, which means around the idea of Hashgacha. Okay. I mean, that's correct. That's really the Chai of Adam. I mean, I mentioned, but it's worth emphasizing. The Chayav Adam Lirasas Atzmo, that's the whole concept. Because if the person is not Mekayim Lirasas Atzmo, so that means he's not benefiting from the ideas. It means the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to have the Yesod of the Torah, like the Ramban explains. So if it's not, if he doesn't see it himself, so then there's no just in the Sapra, it doesn't mean anything. There's one question. The question I thought you asked me like this: that we said that from that moment on, the existence of the Jew was always tied to a place and Hashgacha. What about Netocha? Where did it change that? Now in Golus, the Eschem is Zohar Bagayim. So Zohar Bagayim, it was scattered out, like you're not even together in one place. I mean, that's what happened. So how can you say during that time that Klal Yisrael was tied to its existence, was tied to a particular makom? But the answer is very simple. What's the answer? Rashi Mosi Ani Yisaretz. So Rashi says, Rashi Chazal says, Rashi Mosi Ani Yisaretz, it means that the land will never be built up by anybody else. The land will always be Shmama. Nobody was ever able to build up Eretz Yisrael from the moment the Jews were evicted from Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? It means to say that even though they were somewhere else, but they're always tied to the land. The land was always waiting. So it means to say the bond between Klal Yisrael and the land never broke. And the land remained desolate waiting for them as a demonstration of the fact that they're still tied to the land. It's the land in absentia, you see? Okay. That's right, that's correct, that's right. That's correct, the government's saying, that's right. That's right. It's programmed for them, and that's why nobody else could build it up.
Living in there, and by
when
we're not there, by the fact that it's
desolate. It's desolate. That's right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Ramban says, the Ramban says, the Pesach Shalom, the Ramban says, for mitzvahs, and the Pasuk, quotes the Pasuk, Moshe Menesel, Shiosh Mitzrayim, he says, Rov. The Pasuk means Rov. It says the Torah speaks many times in terms of Rov. That's precisely, if it's a historical statement, so you can't say Rove. You're telling me a factual thing, how long they live in Mitzrayim, so what do you mean Rove? But if it's an entity of Moshav, and the amount of years in Mitzrayim is only one incident of the full entity, so Rove is good. Rove has to have an entity. What is the entity, you see? If it's telling you how many years they live there, you can't say Rove. You want to tell me how many years? It's not an accurate statement. But if it's a category of existence, and so then the Torah speaks in terms of Rov, and Rov of that category was in Mitzrayim. You see, that's the Rambam.
At this point, the Geula v'Cherus Shir finishes, and the Achavas Udvekus B'Hashem Shir is being recorded.
I just want to mention, what I said last time was, it shouldn't be misunderstood, what I said last time, and also, you give me a Ramachal Galat. What I mentioned last time was that, it's one of the most astounding things, as far as I'm concerned, of Yadus. And that is, that Yadus, and when we say Yadus, of course, we mean to understand the Torah according to Torah Shabbat Peh, the method of understanding the Torah. that yeah, that Chazal say that the pasuk Va'atem ha'divekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom, and the pasuk which states Li'avos et Hashem Elokecha l'dovka bo. All right. So Chazal say on both of those pasukim, they say v'chi efshur l'odom l'gemara kufshir alafam bezin sibur v'chi efshur l'dvuki b'shchina v'chi efshur l'odom l'davik b'shchina. The Gemara says ala kol amesi bito l'talmud chacham v'osef parkamatio l'talmud chacham v'amahana v'midachom v'nechasav ma'ilo l'akasav kilu m'davik b'shchina. Okay. So the Gemara says that a person that marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, or also vice versa, marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, or he does business with a Talmud Chacham, or he assists a Talmud Chacham financially for his nechassim. So it says ki'ilu medabek b'shchina. All right. So right. So that's what it means. That's what it means. Vatem ha'devekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. Rashi says, al yedei dibukon shel talmidei chachomim yizku l'chios. Okay. So the Gemara takes the pasuk out of its literal meaning. It does not mean to be medabek b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu literally. It's not what it means. This is what the Chazal says. But what does it mean? It means to say to be medabek with talmidei chachamim. Okay, to do business for them. We help them in business. To give them investments. Basically, is what the Gemara means. So what are Chazal saying basically? The Gemara says chi efshel la'adam adavik b'shchina. In other words, it's impossible to have dvekus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing Gemara. Such a phenomenon is impossible. It does not exist. So how can the Torah tell us to do it? So the Gemara says what the Torah really means is to that word l'davek does not mean with a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, but it means via the Talmud Chacham. Okay. Why is it better via the Talmud Chacham? Why is it better? How does it make it better? So the answer is the word devekin, or the dovkabo, the word dovek, means to cling emotionally. An emotional type of relationship. That's what it means. That's what devekus means. So that's why the Gemara says that it's impossible for a person to have an emotional relationship with God, basically. So, because Kedoshim HaKachayi Shalchoho. So, all right, now, so what does it mean? So it means a person can have an emotional relationship with the Talmud Chacham, and via that emotional relationship, he reaches God. Why? Because through, his friend is a Talmud Chacham. A friend is a Talmud Chacham. He talks to him, likes him, he's friendly with him, and because of that emotional friendship, he learns from the Talmud Chacham's Chachma, and that's how he reaches God, through Chachma. Okay, that's what the Gemara means. So the Gemara took the pasuk away from its literal meaning. It cannot be explained literally. Okay. So the question, of course, is what does it mean when we say that you cannot have an emotional relationship with God? What does it mean? Does it mean that the emotions are not involved? That's not true either. Because in Avas Hashem is a state which involves the emotions, without a doubt. If there are no emotions involved, there's no Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem involves the emotions. So what is the difference between Chazal didn't find any difficulty in Avas Hashem? They didn't find any difficulty in Avodas Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. All these mitzvahs are fine, but the Davek BaKadosh Baruch Hu, there they found a difficulty. And by the way, this Chazal is not just a Maimar Chazal drasha. It's a Chazal which is this is the only pshat. And in Sefer Mitzvahs, you'll look at the mitzvahs, You will not find the Sefer Mitzvah that's interpreted in any other way. That's a matter of fact, the mitzvah is Midaber and Midavek B'Talmidei Chachamim. The little more than Maaseyim. I don't know the exact question. Right? So you see that is the interpretation. Okay? It's not a drush. Yeah. So what's the difference between these two things? Okay? What's the difference between why is it impossible to have an emotional relationship with God, and yet we say in Avos Hashem the emotions are drawn. The emotions have to be involved, have to be involved. Okay. See, the difference between Ava and Dveikus is that in Ava, and Ava the mushel is used, the mushel of Anisha is used, because that's the strongest human expression of Ava. But in the mushel, the mushel is only used for one half of the phenomenon. Only for one half. It means like this. It means that a person is in a state of love. So there are two things that occur in the person. One is he has an object that he is attached to. That's one thing. But the second, attached to emotionally. But the second thing is that he is drawn towards the object. He's drawn towards the object. So when the Chazal saw the pasuk of Ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, I don't mean when they saw the pasuk, but there's always interpretation from Sinai. Just speaking that way. But the pasuk of Ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha did not pose any problem. Why? Because it meant to be drawn towards God. Shi'ifa, really it's Shi'ifa Lamakom. That's how the Rambam describes it. And that's what the Sifri says. Not just the Rambam, it's the Sifri, it's Rashi, it's everybody. It's not a machlekes. So the phenomenon of Avas Hashem is understood as Misave Taiva Gedola Leida Hashem Agadol. Okay? That's what the Rambam says, and that's what it means. It means he's drawn. He's drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's drawn towards something which he does not know in any positive way. Only that he exists, you see, and that he's the source of all Chachma, and he's drawn towards that source. But there is no object. But you cannot explain that grammatically in terms of Ledovka. Ledovka is impossible to explain. Because D-book means two things, two objects that are clinging together. There's a mutual bond between two objects. That, the Gemara says, that's what Chazal says is impossible. The object of God should be connected to the object of man? That's an impossibility. You can't construe that in any framework. That's what the Gemara says. This is impossible. Is it impossible? You see? That's why Chazal say Ledovka Bo is a problem. Avas Hashem is no problem because the component of Vava that we're relating to is the Shi'ifa, the draw. That's correct. Because Chazal say it's a pasuk. What is the next pasuk? Vayadvar Me'ela Shnechem Tzavcha Yom Ha'al Levavecha. Vayadvar Me'ela means the Talmud Torah. So that's why that pasuk follows the first pasuk, because that's the method. So the Torah really describes what the method is, and there's no problem over there. But D-book is impossible, because D-book means like two, say, D-book, take two boards and you glue them together. That's D-book. That's impossible. That means God as an object should be attached to man. That's Eish Ochlo. There's no common grounds. It's impossible. Impossible, right. Exactly. So that's why Chazal say that Ledovka Bo means it is possible through somebody else. The Talmud Chacham and the person can be attached because they're both people and they both have emotions and there could be a tie between them. They could be bonded together in an emotional relationship. Okay? And through that bond, through that relationship, the person becomes related to God through the chachma of the Talmud Chacham. Okay? So, so what are Chazal saying? Basically Chazal are saying that what the Torah, the Torah was machayev in such a thing. The Torah apparently was machayev a person. It means to say that if a person, it's not an optional thing. The Torah is saying that what God did when He gave the mitzvahs, what He did was He said that man has a need for an emotional relationship. So the pasuk said that emotional relationship should be used for God. But how could a person use that emotional relationship for God? Well, what's the answer? The answer is through the medium of Talcha. And that is called Zveikus B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zveikus B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see? Yes. The Tzelem Elokim cannot know God for a simple reason. Because the knowledge that he has is only of the created world. That's what I mean. All knowledge that man has is only of the created world. And there's no way that from the created world you can go back to the Creator. There's no logical way to go past that barrier. It's completely impossible. However, you see, it's an interesting thing. You can't go past the barrier in terms of having a knowledge of God. But you can go past the barrier in terms of knowing that he exists. That's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. But in science, you have a similar kind of phenomenon. You have a phenomenon where a scientist might not know the solution to a problem, but he knows that it exists. Mm-hmm. You see? It's the same kind of a thing. He knows, he senses that it's like now with the science has been doing for the last 50 years. More really. I mean, since 1950. Trying to find a unified field theory. You see? What does it mean? What do you mean? How do they know it exists? They don't know what it is. But the answer is, the knowledge of science leads to the conclusion that it's out there. See? So man has an amazing tool in his mind. He could know what exists, and he could know what doesn't exist, and even though he doesn't know it, he could know that it exists. And that's the same exact thing, That the whole goddess is based on this concept. That's Tzelem Elokim. But that kind of knowledge cannot be described as Ledovkabal. That's not... Dafkabo can describe when the knowledge is of a thing. You have a knowledge of an object. Then you can say between this thing and between that thing, the person could be Dafik in a concept of relativity. Because relativity understands, you see, and it can be attached to it. But there cannot be any Dvekus between something which you don't know. You only know that it's there. But you can't identify the entity. Then there can't be any Vekas, but what kind of Vekas is this? There's no entity. Vekas means two entities that are bound together. Okay? That is correct. That is the mistake, by the way, of all, you say, the Messianic religions. It's a mistake of all religions besides Yadis. And it's basically, at its root, is Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. What is the Ovid of Avodah Zarah trying to do, basically? What is he trying to do? Why does he make this the statue, the form, the image? Why does he do it? The answer is because he's trying precisely to do this. He's trying to cling to something. You see, an object. He's trying to quantify the object that he believes in. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do. And that is the Yisod of Yadus. That's what the world says. The world says monotheism. They say one God. Only one God. That's not what it means. It's a concept. The concept of oneness means that he's beyond. It's not a numerical oneness. It means oneness means he's beyond. He's not subject to the accident of quantity. Not subject to quantity. Okay? When you come into the basic dimensions of the human mind, you can't explain it. It's impossible to explain it. Because what are you going to use to explain it? You can only say, that's what it is. You can recognize it. You can't do anything more than recognition. There's no way to go beyond it, because there's no analysis in the world that could ever go beyond that. That was a mistake I told you last time of a later philosophy, the modern philosophy. They think they can explain the human mind, but what are they using to explain it? They're using something beyond. So whatever their explanation is, that's not the human mind. You understand what I'm saying? Can't be. It's a logical impossibility. The only thing said about the human mind is you can recognize certain truths about it. The person's saying, that's true. But he cannot explain it. Can you explain why men can sense that there's a theoretical world beyond the physical? How can you explain? What are you going to use to do, as I said last time, with the refrigerator? It has to fit into a greater framework. Where are you going to get the greater framework from? It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? This is it. You have to come to the bottom line. Sooner or later, that's it. There's no more explanations. You see, the amazing is there's another side to the amazing. There's two amazing things about the Ludovtova. One is that you see how Yadis veered away from the whole all these problems that the other religions have because they didn't recognize this sublime idea of what it means by Vegas Lafayette as well. That's one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is also interesting. It's also interesting. It means to say that Vegas with the Gavra of a Talmud Chacham is a different kind of a relationship. That's also interesting. So Vegas with the Gavra of a Talmud Chacham is a different kind of relationship. It means to say in such a relationship, even though it's an emotional one, but there's something in there. There's something in that relationship that is bringing the person close to God. It's a different kind of relationship. Emotional. It's an amazing thing. It's his personality. His personality. I don't like it to be emotional. It's bringing not just emotionally, not just. It's bringing his personality closer to God. You see? Even though it's an emotional relationship, because you say, look, the person has emotions, and the emotions are not his essence. You say, so what's the difference? Have an emotional relationship with my friend, or have an emotional relationship with a Talmud Chacham? Same kind of experience. No. Yadis says it's a different kind of experience. Because the Gavra of the Talmud Chacham, his essence is Chachma, and your emotional relationship with him is a different expression. It's something which brings your personality closer to God. It's an amazing. That's equally amazing, because the pasuk l'dov kabo, and we always say, what is the greatness of Yadis? The greatness of Yadis lies in one thing, that Yadis is an unbelievable combination of the most abstract philosophical ideas and also the most profound and accurate psychological ideas. That's what Yadis did. Yadis is an unbelievable combination of both. And what Yadis is saying is that on a philosophical plane, the Ludov Kavo is amazing because they outruled the Chiyash Lom Ludov Vishkina. But it's equally, the other side of the coin is equally amazing, namely that Yadis recognized the psychology of human being and said that a person that's involved in the psychological experience of friendship, if it's with his friend, it's one thing. But with a Talmud Chacham, the personality is being drawn to God by that very relationship. It's a different kind of relationship. Sure, it's emotional, but it's different. It's different in terms of the personality. In one case, the personality is just giving vent to emotions, you see. In the other case, the personality is giving vent to emotions, but the personality is being drawn to God. That's a little different. It's an amazing, amazing part. There are two sides to the coin over there. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, you hit another chazal. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the Am Ha'aretz, all the Daf Mem Tesem Beis, a lot of Gemara's about the Am Ha'aretz there. So the Gemara says that the Am Ha'aretz has a hatred for the Talmud Chacham. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that the Am Ha'aretz's hatred for Talmud Chacham is greater than the anti-Semite hatred for Jews. Now we know how great that is. And that's what Chazal said. So you see, it means to say that's the other side of the coin. That in terms of the psychology, the other side is true as well. That a person who is on a low level, the Am Ha'aretz, The Amoris, the boor, despises. He can't tolerate such a relationship. His whole essence goes against it. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, you're right. It's a good point. That's what Rabbi Meyer said. What is the mushal of Eish Ochlah? Eish Ochlah means that any person that tries to approach God as an entity will be consumed. Is immediately consumed. That's what I mean. So that's why, I mean, the ideas, the common ideas that people have of Yadis are totally corrupt, basically. And the ideas of Vekus, where people sit around and sing songs and think that through this type of emotional experience, they have in their mind some kind of idea of God that they're attaching these emotions to, that's completely against the Torah. That's completely against what the Torah says. Then Chazal should have said, sit around, sing songs, and feel the clinging to God. No such thing. What I'm saying to you about the relationship with the Talmud Chacham, the person has such a relationship, it's a different experience. I really can't explain it more. I mean, you have to be able to sense it, because it is an experiential phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? I could describe it, but the fact that this is true about the human psyche is something that you have to be able to sense. It means that a person, if he is close to a Moshe Feinstein, it's a different kind of experience. In that relationship, there's the personality is being drawn to the Shekhinah. Doesn't mean what some people think, that to make the Talmud Chacham God, that's again about a Zohar. That's not what it means. It means that through this kind of attachment, to this kind of a Gavra, in that relationship, God is reflected, and the personality is drawn to God. That's an unbelievably deep psychological truism. You have to know what it means. It's a kind of a merging of the philosophical, somehow or other, the abstract philosophical. The emotions transcend. In other words, they start off, so to speak, with the person. But since the gavra is his essence is chokhma, the emotions make a transition into the world of the abstract. That's what it means, basically. That's the best way I could describe it. In other words, it starts off as you're befriending the Talmud Chacham, you see? So it's an emotional thing. You like him, he's a nice person, he's friendly, he's warm, he's jovial, you like his personality. But that's the beginning of the relationship. But then through that medium, the emotions transcend into the realm, become attached to a higher realm. It's approaching the experience of Avas Hashem. It's really the closest experience to Avas Hashem. It's the closest experience to Avas Hashem. See, Avas Hashem is the Chochmas Hashem per se. You see? And it's the Chochmas Hashem per se, but this is lower, but it also, it is hitting those, in other words, it's drawing the emotions to that source. It's the closest you can get to Avas Hashem. Dveikus Bashem, according to the definition of Chazal, is the closest you can get to Avas Hashem without Chochma. It's not speaking. It's not an experience of Chochma. It's not. It's the business of Talmud Chacham. It's mundane. It's not really. It's not. It doesn't mean you're involved in a sugya with the Talmud Chacham. That's what it's learning. That's Avas Hashem. It's mundane. But this mundane is drawing the individual close, his emotions as close as possible to Avas Hashem. That's what it means. That's true. Zorba Gachalton Shelo Sukhova means, because the Talmud Chacham functions, his experiences and his psyche revolves around a different circle in a different orbit, so to speak. You know, it's in a different kind of a center that moves the tamachachim. So you are coming from an emotional center. You have to be careful when you're going into with the tamachachim that if you don't go in precisely, you're going to get damaged. That's what it means. But a person as a chacham knows how to deal with the tamachachim. He can experience a friendship with the tamachachim. That's a good question. And the question is a good, very good question. Question is, what about a Talmud Chacham himself? What is he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do? Supposed to be in a dabek with another Talmud Chacham? Is that what it means? I mean, I'm asking a question. Is that what it means? Is he supposed to be in a dabek with another Talmud Chacham? I mean, if you take a look, let's take a look at the Rambam's formulation in the Sefer Mitzvahs. This would be a very good. Very good way, we can discuss it philosophically, it's very nice. But let's take a look at something more concrete. How does the Rambam formulate the mitzvah of Lidavek B'Talmid HaChachamim? Okay, Hilchos Deis Perek Vav Mitzvah Beis. Halacha Beis, I'm sorry, Halacha Beis. Mitzvah Saseh Lidavek B'Chachamim V'Talmideihem Kidei Lilmod Mimaseihem Ki'inim Shenemar Uvo Sidbach. The Rambam says, "V'chiyefshel la'adam l'davek b'shchino." It's impossible. Alakacham l'chachomim b'sirish mitzvazu. They explain the mitzvah. He davek b'chachomim v'talmideihem. It's a different principle. It's really a principle. It's a principle, a deep principle in human psychology. That's what the mitzvah is. That's what the mitzvah is all about. L'fichach tzorech adam l'shtadel sheyisa bas tamachacham. The Yasi Vito L'Tamid Chacham, the Lecho the Lishtos in Tamid Chachamim, the Lasos Parke Matya L'Tamid Chacham, L'Schaber Lohin B'Chol Minei Chibur Shenema L'Dov Kabal, the Chain Tzivu Chachamim, the Omru, the Avi Misavek Ba'Afar Regleim, the Shosa Batzomas Devrayim. See, it's interesting. The Shosa Batzomas Devrayim, according to the Rambam, is not just an intellectual phenomenon. But Vishosa Batsumas Devreya means that it results from the chashivas that he has for the Talmud Chacham. What would you say for the Rambam? The Rambam holds that it's incumbent upon one Talmud Chacham to be medabek with another Talmud Chacham? You think so? Lomot Mimaseihem means to learn perfection. It means to learn, because that's how he learns perfection. It draws him to God. Why? Because this is how he learns perfection. Maaseya means perfection. Okay. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. That's the purpose of in other words, what the Rambam is saying is the mitzvah. You're good. Yeah. I want to say last night. Now, Rabbi, I may mention an important point. Because the Rambam says today, "Lum of the Maaseya," which means that there's a purpose, there's a function there. That's correct. It means to say just to have this experience, even though the experience of befriending the Talmud Chacham draws a person to God. That experience itself is not the objective. And so what? So that kind of an experience is not enough. I mean, so what? So it's true when he's friendly with the Talmud Chacham, it draws his personality to God. But that draw, if you stop there, it'll be nothing. It's absolutely zero. It's nothing. It's only because through that he climbs the ladder to reach God through Avos Hashem. Okay? That's correct. I mean, that's an important point also. It's important. It doesn't mean that just this experience, the person walking, oh, I enjoyed the Talmud Chacham today, so I enjoyed having a relationship with God, that's it. It's nothing. It's something which is, it's a ladder. It's something which draws the person, directs his energies, and it draws him to the next step. The next step is Avos Hashem. Yes. So therefore, it would have, well, how does it appear? But listen, yeah, now we can philosophize. So what does it appear from Lashon Aram? What I want to say, I'm asking a question, the reason I want this, I want to know, I mean, you know, Kedash no one, but what is Lashon Aram a mashma? Is Lashon Aram mashma that the Talmid HaChachamim are exempt from this mitzvah or not? What do you say? Because the Rambam did not say, mitzvah saseh li dovek b'Talmid HaChachamim. Mitzvah kol odam li dovek b'Talmid HaChachamim. Doesn't say that. He says mitzvah saseh lidovek b'chachomim v'talmideihem. It means to say there's one group is chachomim v'talmideihem, and he's addressing another group. That's correct. So from the Rambam it would appear clear that he's exempt. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's what I brought on the Rambam. it's a square. I mean, you can't learn any other way. Otherwise, the Rambam would say, "Umitzvah say, li talmid chachamim li dovek zu bezu." He doesn't say that. In other words, the question would be, with Moshe Rabbeinu, was he mechuyif to go search out another Talmud Chacham and be medavik with him? No, it's impossible, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you can take the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, proves it clearly, right? What am I saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly medaber mashchina, he's constantly omer b'fnei hashchina. So what are you going to say? He should stop being under the Snash Shita and go find a Talmud Chacham? This is ridiculous. So obviously, the halacha of Lidovek the Talmud Chachamim is a separate mitzvah which is framed for an individual in a certain circumstance. It's not the pshat that someone, it's not the pshat, the question was to say that a Talmud Chacham is exempt from the mitzvah is an impossibility. That's true, because a Talmud Chacham is exempt from one of the mitzvahs of the Tayag, how is it possible? But what it means is that a person, an individual, a Talmud Chacham is viewed as a certain condition. There's a condition in a person that he's a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is a certain state. It's a state in the Gavra. So the mitzvah, you see, what it means like this. Vis-a-vis this mitzvah, the Talmud, being a Talmud Chacham, represents a certain state of the Gavra. In other words, every Gavra is higher than this mitzvah. And like Binyamin said, you mentioned, I mean, every person starts off in Amaretz. He became born Talmud Chacham. So it means to say that the mitzvah is it's on every gavra. You can't have a gavra excluded from a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is on every single gavra, but the mitzvah is a conditional one. It's a conditional one. Because the whole mitzvah is to bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So insofar as it serves that function, insofar as a person is in a certain condition, he's chayiv in the mitzvah. If he's not in that condition, he's potter from the mitzvah. So that's why a great Talmud Chacham who's involved in the Avas Hashem constantly is not mechuyif to stop Avas Hashem and go look around for another Talmud Chacham. That's absurd. It's crazy. The mitzvah is a conditional one. The mitzvah is on every gavra, but it's conditional. And the condition is, if a person is in the state in which he is not involved in Avas Hashem, insofar as he's not involved in Avas Hashem, he's not on that level, so then he must use this medium, the medium of the Talmud Chacham, to direct his and channel his emotions to the proper area, what's going to happen, so that he perfects himself to means of greater perfection, where he can have, till he reaches a level where he's on a first-hand relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avas Hashem. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. It's an interesting thing. The Avas David the Yehonason, it means Avas She'en Atliya B'davar, it means because you're not looking. See, if a person is corrupt, you can only have an Avas She'en Atliya B'davar. If a person is corrupt, he's interested in, he's only interested in what the other person can offer him. I mean, I only have an Avas Atliya B'davar. It has to be clear to them, because that's the whole essence of the thing. The whole essence of his philosophy is that he's selfishness. But an Ava She'en Atliya B'davar means that you enjoy the person for what he is. And you feel an Ava towards that person. Okay? That can be towards the Talmud Chacham as well. A person can not because what the Talmud Chacham does for you, but because of the fact that you appreciate his perfection. Appreciation of the man's perfection. It gives you a certain ava for the person. It's a different thing. It's not what I'm talking about there. That's the ava she'en atliya b'davar. That's ava dov yehonason. So it's interesting. And it's an emotional thing. It's an emotional experience. How do you know it's emotional? Because Dar Melech said, Nifla'asa avas cholim avas nashim. What did he mean? He meant this is a different kind of experience, and to me that experience was even more emotionally enjoyable than the romantic experience. Amazing thing. Very few people, I mean, only a perfected person can understand what David HaMelech means, because an unperfected person never has such experience. the only type of Ava that he has is Ava Tumi V'Dova. Okay, the average person does not know what this means. He only understands an Ava Shekui V'Dova. Doesn't even know what it means, Ava Shekui V'Dova, because he doesn't have such an experience. Every person's him is just another means for his own, it's a utilitarian kind of relationship. It's only for his, what utility, what benefit can he derive from the other person? That's what it is. He may deny that, but the bottom line is that's exactly what it is. That's why you see friendships break up and this and that. That's what Chazal mean. It's not self-lascalian. Because sooner or later, since it's basically selfish, sooner or later the other person's going to cross his tracks and he's not worth it anymore and he finds somebody, whatever happens, as long as he's not, but eventually it's going to be, it's nothing. It looks, it gives the appearance of a real friendship. They're business partners. They're friendly and they share with their families and everything. But the bottom line is because the other person has a utilitarian function. And the moment that function ceases or he finds a better opportunity, so then that's the end of this whole thing. It's gone. Like it never existed. But the appreciation of another individual, the appreciation of perfection, that's what Chazal say. What did Chazal say? Chazal say when the story of Moses and Brachas, that... By Rabbi Yechanan, it was Rabbi Yechanan, came to Rabbi Yechanan, and he was before his patira, so they asked him why he's crying, so I say, Al Hai Shufra, this beauty that is going to lie in the ground. What does it mean? What does it mean, this beauty? Every person has to die? I mean, what does it mean, this beauty is going to lie in the ground? It means that the Gemara says, Al Dor Vadai Kabachas. That's something to cry about. It means you take a person like Rabbi Yechanan, such a perfected individual, a marvel, and you look at this individual, you see, like, what it takes to take the raw material and to develop a Rabbi Yechanan, perfect something, such a beautiful thing, and this thing should lie in the ground, just totally, totally lost forever. That's Aldo Vada Kabas. That's a loss. You see, that's exactly the same kind of a concept. Same concept. That's Ava She'ena Kli B'Dava. You see? The question I'm raising is that a mitzvah or it's an experience? Is it doesn't say in the Pasuk there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah say for such a thing. You say maybe V'Hafla Recha Kamocha. But that's different. That's different. Because V'Hafla Recha Kamocha is not just a perfected person. It means anybody. Yeah. There's no mitzvah. It doesn't say by Ava, She'ena Kli B'Dava, it doesn't say that a mitzvah to have such a kind of a relationship. It doesn't say, it says Sofalashkayim. It doesn't say it's mitzvah. So the question is there some kind of a kiyum in that or not? What's the answer? What do you say? I would say like this. I would say it's not a chiyum. There's no mitzvah like that. It's not a chiyum. But I would say it's a mark of a perfected individual. It's a mark of a perfected. It's the human personality on a perfected level. It's one of the experiences that is only possible for the human personality on a perfected level. It's not a mitzvah. It's a sign of perfection. A perfected individual can have such an experience. That's what I mean. It's a legitimate experience. It's not an experience that a person should deny if it comes his way. But there's no mitzvah in it. But it's a sign of perfection. The mark of perfection. That's why I believe in Pirkei Avos, when we took up that Chazal, I believe he said that no one can really have a true friend. That's what the Chazal was saying. There's no thing as a true friend unless there's perfection. Because that perfection can't be friendship. Because otherwise, if there's no recognition of an objective perfection, and that's why you recognize your friend because he reflects that perfection, if you don't have that concept, so then the only other relationship is because of mutual benefits. Mutual benefits is always going to be delivered up. That's that's what I believe it is. Not a mitzvah, but it's a sign of perfection. K'nei l'chachov is different. K'nei l'chachov in Rambam says different levels of kaverim. But k'nei l'chachov is really utilitarian, actually. It's utilitarian in a sense. It means to say that you can't function without a chaver. So there's a chaver l'deya. It means say, if I have a chaver, to myself is no good. If I have a chaver l'deya, we compare notes and we compare thoughts and ideas. That's a necessary. It's necessary. That's a different concept. That's necessary in order to a different reason why that's necessary in order to attain perfection. Because you can't attain perfection in solitude. That's impossible. Yeah, this is against such a kind of a person going away alone. These mystical religions have these kind of ideas. Yeah, there's no sin. You can't, by yourself, you can't become perfect. Chavel about it. But you must have a chaver because there must be an interaction. A human being requires an interaction, and a chaver l'deya is the highest level. But a chaver l'deya is not necessarily the same. You can have a chaver l'deya who you're not friendly with also. There's a chaver l'deya. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that you really emotionally enjoy him. You don't have to emotionally enjoy him. He's a chaver l'deya. Means to say that I have an idea. Now, this is the guy I have to talk to when I have these. I have a problem. This kind of problem I have to talk to him. He's got a good mind, and he knows how to work things out. And he'll give me an idea. We'll work it out together. It's a chaver l'deya. That's a different concept altogether. Nothing to do with this. This is an emotional experience. Okay. That's an important question. In relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can only use what the Torah allows you to use. Can't use because it's based upon only God really knows the human mind, and therefore everything is precisely worked out that it doesn't lead to avodah zarah. Can't use just any emotion. You could perhaps say the emotion, like the Rambam says, that a person walking to the Migdash, that's a legitimate emotion because his awe is tied to the idea of Chachmas Hashem, the Sanhedrin was there, and everything was done. The avoda reflected the Shekhinah. But only what the Torah sanctions. You can't use any emotions you want to relate to God. Only those things. That's why the pasuk had to say that's why I said David to Menachem. Why? Because you can't. The Torah doesn't give you a permit on it. So you can't do it. Question is, why do you say Vatam Avekam Hashem Okeim Chayim Kol Chamayom before Talmud Torah? You should really say Vayed Var Meila Shnechem Tzav Chayim Al Vavacha. That seems to be more appropriate to Pasuk. Vatay Shem Lekevah, right? But the reason I think is very good because you see the halacha is Talmud Chacham Kara Rishon. Talmud Chacham has to read first. Okay, now we know you can. You don't want to make a fight. But basically, Talmud Chacham Kara Rishon. So what does it show you? It shows you that the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah, the mitzvahs, Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, was really meant to include two mitzvahs. It was meant to reflect the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Limud HaTorah, of course, those mitzvahs, but it's also meant to reflect the mitzvahs, Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, was really meant to include two mitzvahs. It was meant to reflect the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Limud HaTorah, of course, but it's also meant to reflect the mitzvah of Lidavik B'Talmid HaChacham. That's why Talmud Chacham Kara Rishon. The mitzvah B'Tzibur was supposed to reflect. You wouldn't think it reflects that mitzvah. So that's why you say that pasuk to show that the Kriyas HaTorah was formulated to reflect that mitzvah also. Where is it reflected? Talmud Chacham Kara Rishon. So it addresses a person's attention. It draws a person's attention to the Talmud Chacham. And it's supposed to be really, it's supposed to arouse the person's desire for the mitzvah of Sidbach. Okay. The Rav one time mentioned that there's no zmiris for Yantar. There's only zmiris for Shabbos. You see, and that's not just an accident. Not because they forgot to put together zmiris, but of course the pasuk Mizmor Shir LeYom Shabbos. So the Rav said that you're only allowed to sing to Shabbos. Can't not allowed to sing to Yantar. You're not allowed to do it. So you need a matir. But there again, that's what we say, that the Torah is based on the most profound knowledge and understanding of the human psyche. It means Shabbos Bereshis reflects the Shekhinah. So there's nothing wrong, there's no danger in singing as mere Shabbos. But Yontif is a little different. Because Yontif, Yisrael HaMekadosh Yontif. Shabbos is Mekudosh V'Omed. So Shabbos is okay to sing as mere Shabbos. Because Shabbos Mekudosh V'Omed. So that's why there's no danger. It reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yontif would not be the same. Because Yontif, since the Bezdin is Mekadosh Yisroel of Azmanim, Yisroel of Mekadosh Azmanim, so then man's involved already. Can't sing his mirrors to that Yontif.